I don't care if they're like family. I don't care if they're your spouse. If they don't align with what your envision is and you can soul search and don't just be impulsive, really think this through. But if your inner peace inside is saying, you know what, this person is holding me back, come.
Call in with Colin. Welcome to the Colin with Colin show, where you get to call in from anywhere in the world and ask Colin anything that you want. And on today's episode, we have Braven Grant calling in from Pima, Arizona. Small town in Arizona. I've actually been there and I almost missed it. That's how small it is. But anyways, Braven owns a company called Gains in Bulk. He's a young CEO, has had a lot of success, especially because he has a special creatine that nobody else can sell. It's called Instantized Creatine. All his supplements, 100% of the supplements are 100% natural, which is now endorsed by a lot of athletes that are playing at a professional leagues like NBA, UFC. If you're an entrepreneur, you're not gonna wanna miss this episode. It's a great conversation between Braven and Colin. And at the end of the episode, we do have a special giveaway. So stay tuned and watch to the end. Braven, welcome to the show.
All right, my question for you, Colin, I know a lot of people that are driven. I would consider myself driven, and then I see the level of energy and drive you put in on a every single day basis, you know, win the day. And I guess my question is really, is that something that you feel is innate in you? Is that something that you feel people can learn? Being myself watching you and learning that from you and wanting to say, hey, I want to take my commitment to another level, especially on that daily consistent basis. Is that something you think could be learned? Was it natural in you? How did you learn it? What would you say to someone trying to improve in that area?
Yeah, so great question, Braven. I know speaking for myself, when I had other people besides just myself to worry about, it really flipped a switch. It was a state of, I need to make sure that my kids are taken care of. When I was in the fitness industry, I was very concerned, even at 25 years old, what does this look like long term while sustaining, you know, at the pinnacle of my success within the fitness modeling side? What happens if I get hit by a bus and it f***s my face up? What does that happen? What does that look like? I've got a son that relies on me. I've got to make sure that I can provide. And that started to change my mindset around, okay, I'm a high school dropout. Let's get real. What else are you going to do? The market's not going to always pay you what you're getting paid through all of these different influence type deals. And so my mind just started to shift, and it was identified based on my own internal soul searching. It was saying, you know, you could literally be screwed if something were to happen like that. Or if your Facebook, you just, or Instagram just got deleted. What are you gonna do as an influencer, right? And so I'm speaking on my own behalf of what's triggering it. My triggers are my family, my kids, my employees, making sure that they're taken care of. Just like March of last year when COVID hit, I covered all of my employees' house payments for the month of April. Didn't pay myself because I wasn't worried about me. Yeah. I'm doing this for a bigger reason. I'm doing this for a bigger purpose. Mm-hmm. So my feedback, or I think that it can be not necessarily learned or taught, but it can't be about you. I think identifying and that driving component of why you do this even more has to be bigger than you individually. I think you're going to do a lot more when there's a bigger purpose, not just, you know, and I think that it could be motivated by specific things like, oh, I really want to get this Hublot watch. What? And then you get it. It's like, okay, what's next? That's not a big why. That's like a small micro win. Let me just go and get this Ferrari. Okay, great. You got it. Now what? But the why never ends. My why is bigger than me. And so that's what I would say to you is a driving component should be your new kid and your wife and, you know, your employees that rely on you. So the decisions that you make, whether to show up or not, are direct reflection on what could be the future for your business.
I love it. Do you feel then with that, as you've grown your employees and the company and essentially the pressure and responsibility, then you've just grown with that, or like maybe even chose to put more pressure on to facilitate that, I guess?
So I resignate. I laugh because I resignate and I do it to myself every time I get past these layers. Every entrepreneur has them, highs, lows. And we go past these pain tolerances and then we push the boundaries so much further. And I end up finding myself when things are going very well, I throw a wrench in it and I go and do something crazy just to provide more pressure. And I think that's just entrepreneurship in itself. When you really think about like how we're developed mentally, we don't like being contained. We don't like being restricted. When you look at what's happening from a socioeconomic standpoint, what's happening in the government, what's happening looking around at, look at Shopify, right? Taking down the president's e-com store. That's scary. When you look at social media and the restrictions that they're putting in place, your voice is canceled, which is the opposite of what really entrepreneurship is, which is for me, a door that's expanded into a much broader. So I would say, Braven, like I love pressure and I end up self-inflicting it to a point where I'm after the point, it's kind of like, God, why did I do that? That's so stupid. But I learn from it. And it's kind of like, I laugh because, you know, I've bought 10 lasers and, you know, half of the time, because I don't know what I'm doing on manufacturing. I'm figuring the shit out, but that's fun, right? At the end of the day, like I'm not doing this for the money at all. I wouldn't have my main mission statement as people over profit if that was the case. We wouldn't have donated $5 million to charities and nonprofits if that was the case. So I personally just soul searching, find inner peace from building concept to reality stages. And I end up putting myself in very challenging situations. And I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs do that to themselves. What I love is like looking at things as if this is your low, knowing when I get to the next point, this I can overcome anything because I've overcame what's already happened, right? And you can prepare based on what you've already went through, and everything is a learning lesson.
One other question that came up, like from what you were saying, when it comes to the family aspect and making them a priority and that driving you, I know like the level of, you know, time and energy and effort that you put in to your business. How do you and your wife, how do you and a spouse in a relationship get connected and really get on the same page with knowing, hey, this is the mission, this is what we're doing, and we're building it together, and that might look different, right? I might have to go, you know, spend more time in the office, I might have to go here or do that. How do you and your wife like put that together and really be locked in on that mission together?
So great question, man. I think that I'm very fortunate in the sense that she has been very supportive. Relationships can be incredible or they can be toxic. I would say that if you have business owners that are multiple business owners or partners, it's almost like a marriage. There has to be a form of like trust, integrity behind what you're doing. There has to be a clear line of communication. And so the same thing happens with me and my, when you look at like similar of like work-life balance, there's no such thing of balance of time between what I can allocate to my growing business to what I can spend at the house. She fully understands, she sees the love that I have for Redline as if it's my own child and it's ours together. What I do is I try to bring her on board any chance that I get. So if we go to a talk show with, let's say we were on, the Huckabee show, I wanted her to come. We went to Nashville, had a date night. She met Tim Tebow, hung out backstage with him. anything that I can do yeah. that's like that I can encompass and be kind of like and it's really going to depend on your relationship with your significant other, you know, but I think having that support is such needed. And this is what I would say if you don't have that. If you don't, get rid of them. I don't care if they're like family. I don't care if they're your spouse. If they don't align with what your envision is and you can soul search and don't just be impulsive, really think this through. But if your inner peace inside is saying, you know what, this person is holding me back.
Yep. And I think too, a lot of times you don't even have to say it. I know you've seen this, like some, a lot of times, like, you know, the people who are not pushing, they don't want to hang out when you are pushing the envelope. So I think it usually happens pretty naturally. So thank you.
All right, guys, if you got value from this episode and you loved it, then do me a solid favor. If you haven't already, be sure to leave us a 5-star review. It's a simple ask and it helps us spread our show to so many new viewers. If you also got value from this and you want to see it on video, go to our YouTube channel, Colin Wayne. You'll see the show, Colin with Colin. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a brand new episode is here just for you. If you want to be on the show, go to invite.millionairecreator.com and you could potentially be on the show. Lastly, if you got value from this and want to share it with your friends and family members, we'll be randomly selecting those that tag us and posting it across my social channels. So thanks again for your support. We look forward to seeing you on a future episode of Colin with Colin.